For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He passed away late Friday night in Houston. His five children, former President George W. Bush, and his siblings, Jeb, Neil, Dorothy, and Marvin, said their father was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The family said they're grateful for condolences coming in from all over the globe. George H.W. Bush was the nation's last World War II president, and he spoke often about his motivation for public service.
There is a higher purpose to life beyond oneself. I speak of family, of community, of ideals. I speak of duty, honor, country.
George Herbert Walker Bush, dead at age 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit, and he's been quite busy. NAFTA is now a done deal, signed by the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
We've worked hard on this agreement. It's been long and hard. We've taken a lot of barbs and a little abuse, and we got there. It's great for all of our countries.
It was a strong earthquake, 7.0, and it rattled Anchorage, Alaska, displacing many people into Red Cross shelters. Volunteer Bruce Whelan.
We're setting up for about 100 people right now, but we can certainly take a lot more if we need it. So anybody who doesn't have any heat, any power, please come by. We can certainly help you out. We're going to be feeding everybody quite well.
The Anchorage Police Department reported major damage to infrastructure across the city, and there's also reports of widespread power outages. But so far, no fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Fire investigators say the apartment complex fire in San Marcos that killed Texas State University students was intentionally set. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
ATF agent Fred Milimowski says he can't reveal whether it was one person or a group that set the fire.
Investigators here know where it was set, and they know how it was set, and obviously either an individual or multiple individuals that were there that set it also know that information, and we're the only ones, the individuals that set it, and us know that. So that's why we're going to keep that information close to the vest in this investigation.
There's a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the people responsible. That apartment fire July 20th killed five people. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A woman fatally shoots an intruder, and then suddenly she has a heart attack. Here's the story from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The 74-year-old Kansas woman shot and killed the intruder while she was on the phone with a 911 dispatcher, and then she had the heart attack. Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson says the woman is recovering and she's expected to be okay. And he says she, quote, obviously will not be facing charges over the death of 41-year-old Ralph Byrd Jr., who broke into her Leavenworth home early Saturday. Court records show Byrd had been convicted in 2017 of an attempted home burglary. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.